Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Wyatt Bunker, County Commissioner, and also County Commissioner Mike Ritz. Also, Bill Drees, senior reporter with the Memphis Daily News. You all just got through a tumultuous budget season. I think that's a word that was used a lot in its coverage. Commissioner Bunker, you voted against it. A simple question, why?
Well, in this day and time, insurance expenses are going up for our families and businesses across the board. Insurance, clothes, food, you name it. And so people are having to cut back in their homes and in their businesses to make ends meet. And I just believe that government should be doing the same. If we increase taxes on people, what we do is we prevent them from expanding their existing businesses and creating new businesses, in turn creating jobs for the people. That, in my opinion, is a bad thing. And if what you do is bad for the people, it's also bad for the county, and by default, it's also bad for the school system.
Commissioner Ritz, you voted for it. You feel like it was a good budget and a good vote?
I think it was a good budget. We've got to remember that this year was a reappraisal year. So essentially, 30 cents of the 36-cent tax increase was essentially just to get us even. Most of the people across the county, residential-wise, will not pay on basis of the county tax. 75% will not pay any more money to the county for taxes. However, we did add 6 cents to create $10 million to help the schools, to which we gave $20 million raise. We hadn't raised the school budget since 2006. And we also could have, I guess, cut some other things. Interestingly to me was that we did have a good number of people who voted no against the budget, almost without exception every time. Commissioner Bunker was one of those. But what we didn't have was a togetherness from that group as to what the administration should respond with. So the administration was never put in a position to essentially bring forward something else.
Bill.
At one point, there was a proposal from Commissioner Rowland to go with a $4.32 tax rate, which would have been basically the certified rate, producing the same amount of revenue as county government got with the $4.02 rate. And it looked at that point, I think a lot of people were thinking $4.38 doesn't have seven votes, neither does $4.02. What was your thinking on that? How did $4.32 fall apart?
Well, first of all, in my opinion, I was there, obviously that was a week ago, Wednesday morning. It sort of came out of the blue as a surprise. I think many commissioners who were supporting the $4.38, which is a 36-cent tax increase, would have agreed to the $4.32 if they felt that that was the fallback position. I don't think the sponsor had checked to see where the mindset was. It was just essentially, here's something. Do you want to vote for this or not? And that didn't go over well, as you obviously noted. If, in fact, the commissioners who were not supporting at that moment, it looked like, the tax increase that we ended up approving, had indicated some support move in that direction, it would have happened. But I think there was still confusion or a non-firm commitment from at least two or maybe three of the commissioners who are in that group that made the difference.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.